This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. More than ever before, the internet is playing a role in the presidential campaign. Candidates have broken records for online fundraising. Most have extensive websites to keep their supporters up to date. And former Vermont Governor Howard Dean has moved to the front of the Democratic pack, in large part through his campaign's skillful use of the internet. Today, a report on the demographics of cyber politics, who's getting political information online, where they're going on the web, and what they're doing when they get there. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports.
Think back for a minute to 1996, two election cycles ago. President Bill Clinton was running for re-election, a field of Republicans was vying to supplant him, and the first ever official website for a presidential candidate popped up on something called the World Wide Web. Jim Brandel was the director of internet services for Tennessee Governor Lamar Alexander's presidential campaign.
No one was really out there to begin with. It was an emerging technology. We wanted to try to find any means possible to get the information about Governor Alexander out there to the different voting constituencies.
In 1996, only 3% of Americans were online. If visitors to Alexander's website wanted to contribute to the campaign, they had to print out a contribution form and fax it to the campaign headquarters. Forget secure online donations. Some people didn't even know what email was.
We knew that it wasn't going to make quite the difference in the 96 campaign, but we needed to be out there to show that we were on the cutting edge. But we knew that in the subsequent elections, such as 2000 and 2004, that it really could make the difference.
Could it ever? According to a new report by the Pew Internet and American Life Project and the Pew Research Center for the People and the Press, 62% of American adults now use the internet. Almost half of them go online for political information. Lee Rainey is the director of the Pew Internet and American Life Project. He says people who get political information off the web don't fit the techno-geek stereotype.
Even though the perception is that young people are into politics and young people are into the internet, it's more likely to be 30-somethings and 40-somethings who get political news and information online than it is to be 20-somethings.
They tend to have a higher income and more education than the average American, and men still outnumber women on the net. The 30 and 40-somethings who do politics online generally go looking for information. Younger people, in contrast, tend to be more active.
The way that they go online and get information and send emails around and even participate in politics by encouraging their friends and talking on chat rooms and going to bulletin boards and blogs and even contributing.
Greg Bloom is senior analyst with Nielsen Net Ratings. He looks at where people go for political information once they get online. He says the first stop is the major news outlets' websites.
Because so many people ordinarily go to them, so it's very likely for people that you're going to think, well, I'm going to read about what John Kerry's hunting expedition is going to be profiled in the Washington Post, and they're going to find themselves reading about that, you know, an article there.
Not surprisingly, at the bottom of many of those web articles, readers can find paid advertisements linking to some of the presidential candidates' websites. Bloom says it takes another level of interest in politics to actually visit those sites. Web surfers who do overwhelmingly visit one candidate more than the others.
Howard Dean, his website has been around 500,000 visitors on a monthly basis. And then all the other candidate websites had been significantly lower than that, like in the 200,000 person unique visitor range.
The Pew Report says right now Democrats are more involved with cyber politics than Republicans are. That makes sense since Democrats are choosing a candidate right now. But there are other variables that determine who shows up in surveys of online political activity. Liberals have high-profile websites, like MoveOn.org. Steve Elliott, president of the conservative website GrassFire.net, says conservatives rely less on websites and more on email activism.
I think that you'll find a lot of organizations that are successful in advocacy on the internet. They're not so much website-focused as they are email-focused, network-focused. So we're going to people, giving them what they need to do, and then we move them from the email to whatever that action is.
So people who get an email from GrassFire may never visit the website at all. And those people don't show up in surveys the way site visitors do, says Greg Bloom of Nielsen Net Ratings.
It's very, very difficult to track because it's similar to the whole realm of direct marketing, which in many cases is like an underground business. It's huge, but it's very difficult to really quantify what's going on out there.
Even without knowing exactly what's going on out there, candidates are wise to tap into the community of Internet users. According to the Pew survey, web surfers are more active in civics than the rest of Americans. That means they're more likely to volunteer, they're more likely to donate money, and, the survey says, they're more likely to vote. Ari Shapiro, NPR News.